Good morning to all of you. Ambassador Morlocone, Deputy Secretary General Ms. Durand. Okay, on my list is Ms. Durand, but it's... You look different. Okay, Mr. Moreno. Welcome. Director OSG? Good, very welcome. And Deputy Director General Mr. Zhang. And of course, Executive Director Ms. Koch-Hamilton. Excellencies, distinguished participants. As chair of the Joint Advisory Group, I would like to start with an opening statement. But first, I would like to thank Ambassador Morlocone for her warm welcome, especially as I'm a newcomer to Geneva Trade Hub. I'm honored to chair this session of the ITG's Joint Advisory Group. I would first like to share a few observations looking back to the work of the ITC in the past year, and then I would like to make a few remarks on the way forward. Looking back, as this meeting will review ITC's work over the course of 2020, as described within its 2020 annual report. As we know, this has been a very challenging period globally. The pandemic has claimed the lives of millions and devastated our global economy. It has led to job losses, bankruptcies, and forced entire economic sectors to contract dramatically, most notably tourism. While some countries are gradually recovering, others are still reeling in the wake of the pandemic. And following the wise words of Ambassador Morlocone, in this dire situation, ITC has proven to be an important partner to small businesses across developing countries. It has been agile and adapted swiftly to the new way of working. It has mobilized and strengthened its platforms that enable online coaching, webinars, and e-learning. It has continued to provide useful information on trade restrictions and market opportunities. I also applaud ITC's continued delivery of targeted support to MSMEs to weather the crisis. ITC was among the first multilateral institutions to analyze the impact of the pandemic on MSMEs through its COVID-19 Business Impact Survey. Since then, ITC has launched new tools and strengthened existing ones, including the e-learning SME Trade Academy, which saw a record-breaking 100,000 participants in 2020. And through such efforts, ITC has contributed to improving the competitiveness of over 21,000 micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises in 2020. These achievements are well documented in the annual report. ITC was active in 128 countries. They placed acute focus on priority countries, which included least developed countries, landlocked developing countries, and small island developing states. These represented over 80% of the country-specific interventions, and further, LDCs accounted for close to 50%. In summary, looking back, I welcome all of you to join me in congratulating ITC for its achievements throughout the last year, and Executive Director Pamela Koch-Hamilton for her able leadership after taking the helm of ITC against a challenging context. Congratulations. Because of its impactful work and its ability to deliver in challenging settings, the Netherlands is pleased to be a partner in development with ITC. Just in September, we launched the Netherlands Trust Fund 5 program with a $15 million commitment over the next 5 years. We look forward to expanding and deepening this collaboration. And I look forward to hear more from other partners and beneficiaries on your collaboration with ITC. Today is your opportunity to share your experience on the great work of ITC, but also where you see additional needs. And in addition, I would like to invite other partners to continue investing in ITC. ITC's work demonstrates an in-depth understanding of the link between MSME competitiveness and its role in creating a more inclusive and sustainable recovery. We therefore see an investment in ITC as a valuable contribution to our shared efforts to achieve the SDGs in this decade. Now, looking ahead, we face several global challenges that require global cooperation. From the looming threat of the climate crisis, discussed in Glasgow as we speak, to the growth digital divide, there is a need for responsive technical assistance and swift reform. We must redouble our efforts to enable vulnerable populations to benefit from job and income opportunities. ITC's commitment to this priority will help promote the participation of disadvantaged groups, including women and youth, into global value change. And along this vein, we welcome the draft strategic plan presented by ITC. In this new strategy, ITC will direct its focus on the three important areas of sustainability, digital technologies, and inclusiveness. This vision aligns with the future trends and forecasts for the global economy and our overarching objectives for sustainable development. We thank ITC for the opportunity to share input on the consultative document, and we look forward to the finalization of the strategic plan in December. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to my opening remarks. And as per the proceedings of today's meeting, unless there are objections, I will now proceed to adopt the agenda and invite Deputy Secretary General, Director of the Office of the Secretary General, Mr. Moreno, to deliver his statement, which will be followed by statements by Deputy Director General Zan, the ITC Executive Director, and the Chief of Strategic Planning, Performance and Governance. Director OSG, the floor is yours.